Alvin Williams is our Raptors analyst in Sportsnet. And Alvin Williams joins us first out of the gate in the Jeff Blair Show. Good morning, Alvin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, that comeback in Game 5 was stirring. There's no doubt about that. But I think most people would assume that if the Raptors don't get off to a solid start tonight, the screws are going to start to tighten slowly. What's the key, Alvin? What is the key in your mind to taking control of this game early?
Well, coming out with the energy and coming out with the aggressiveness and just that tenacious defense has always been talked about, but they have to come out with that. They have to come out with that first, and then as the course of the game, you still have to have that certain level of patience, a certain level of trust with your teammates, and just playing smart basketball. So it's a bunch of elements, but initially they have to come out with the energy, controlled energy, and also a smart way of playing.
You know, DeMar DeRozan's game has been under the spotlight in this series, Alvin, an awful lot, but so has Kyle Lowry's. Now, Kyle's shooting hasn't been very good, and I want to ask you, do you think this is his elbow injury? And if it is that, can the Raptors go very far this postseason, you know, without having Kyle Lowry shooting as well as he normally does? Can he somehow tailor his game, or can they somehow restructure their game around him to account for that, maybe that fall off in shooting?
I definitely think the Raptors can go farther or just as far without Kyle shooting as well, just because Kyle has the ability to affect the game in many other ways. Right now, I don't think the elbow that's bothering him. I just think right now Indiana's doing a great job defensively, and, you know, he's just not in a great rhythm. And once he gets back into that rhythm and maybe not facing so many people guarding him or the scheme that he's going against, what Kyle is, he's a different type of player because he does all the different things as far as rebounding, you know, assists, defensively, the energy. So he definitely can make an imprint on a game without actually scoring.
You know, Alvin, I think we can all agree that DeMar DeRozan really stepped up in Game 5. How have you viewed his series so far?
It's been a struggle for him offensively, but more so I would like to see DeMar do more. Like we just talked about Kyle, I would like to see DeMar do those things also, more than 4 or 5 rebounds. I think he's a guy that can go out there and get 6 or 7 big rebounds, a couple offensive rebounds, and still become a facilitator. He made a big-time play at the end of the game on Game 5 when he found Corey Joseph in the lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when he's in the lane and found Corey Joseph for a 3. So with DeMar doing making plays like that, as well as being on that defensive end and being tenacious on that defensive end, that could help him out a lot.
Is there a reason that it has been easier for Kyle Lowry to maybe adapt, if you want to call it that, than DeMar has been able to adapt so far? Is there something about their game, Alvin, something about the position they play? I'm thinking maybe it's more the position they play, right? That maybe if you're a point guard, it's a little easier to kind of adapt your game to according to what's working for you. Is that too simplistic?
Well, in some cases, but Kyle just has a different demeanor. Like his approach to basketball is a little different than DeMar's. Like since Kyle was a little boy playing in Philly and then going to Villanova, and like he's always been that guy that did everything else. That's what made Kyle so special. And you know, Kyle just start coming a great offensive guy, you know. But Kyle always was the guy that was diving on the floor and, you know, just bullying people around, just being that pest. So it's not hard for Kyle to adjust and refocus his game and doing back what he's great at naturally. You know, you put Kyle in the playground. I've seen him in playgrounds and pickup games. He plays the exact same way. So it's something that's just in his DNA where, you know, he has that ability. So they're just two different types of players, and that's what I think comes down to.
In conversation with Alvin Williams on the Jeff Blair Show, do you think maybe, Alvin, that Dwayne Casey found something out in Game 5 with the success he had with Bismack Biyombo, you know, Norm Powell, Corey Joseph, Kyle Lowry, and then kind of flipping DeMar and Terrence in that final spot? I guess that's basically the smallest possible group Dwayne Casey could put out on the court. Do you think maybe he found something out in Game 5, and might we see, Alvin, if the game necessitates it, might we see Dwayne Casey go to that smaller lineup a little earlier in the game?
Yeah, possibly. And I think more so of finding it out, I think he just trusted and he just understood what it was going to take. I think Coach Casey saw the direction of the game. He felt the energy of the game from his team. And he put a lineup in there that really started producing on the defensive end. Offensively, I don't think he was very concerned. I think just from the defensive end and the energy standpoint, he had the small lineup out there with Bismack Biyombo protecting the basket. So with that success that he had, I think going into a game six, or if it has to go to a game seven, he won't be afraid to necessarily go into that mode if he has to go very small, because at the end he will get more energy. He'll get more, you know, he get more easier opportunities off a defensive end for the offensive transition. So I think he's not afraid to go that route, but he would definitely like to start with the more traditional lineup that he's used to.
Paul George has said that he wants to play 48 minutes tonight. A reflection, I guess, of some of the concern about how Frank Vogel has used him early in the fourth quarter in a couple of games. How do you view that, Alvin? I mean, as a guy who played regularly, what goes through your mind when you see a coach leaving a guy like Paul George on the bench to start the fourth quarter? And we all understand it's a long season, and we got to remember what Paul George came back from. And it's entirely possible that the coach, you know, the coach knows more about the player than anybody other than the player, certainly more than members of the media. But was it a little surprising to you to see Paul George spend that much time on the bench? I mean, it was clear to everybody what was happening. And it was clear to everybody, I think, that the only answer was to get Paul George back out there.
Yeah. And I mean, as a coach, you have your different lineups. You have your different, you know, substitution patterns. And that's what it goes on. Every player wants to play the whole game. But when you're in a coaching position, you have to make sure everybody's in rhythm. You have to get the most out of everybody as much as possible. But with that being said, you know, you have to realize how the game is going, and it may be a perfect time to get Paul George back in. I think Coach Scott was comfortable enough with what he felt Paul George could do when he got back in the game. Mm-hmm. But it was too late because the Raptors were already on a run, and it just didn't shift. But with that being said, if Paul George wants to play 48 minutes in a game like tonight, he's going to play how many minutes ever he wants, because, you know, they definitely need him. And he does so many things out there in the court, defensively, you know, offensively. So that's going to be a decision Frank Vogel's going to have to make. But I think he's going to go with the 48-minute Paul George.
Alvin, do you think that maybe we in the league in general forgot how good Paul George was before that injury, and that we're being reminded of that now?
Yeah, it's always that society, what have you done for me lately? Mm. You know, just going into it, Paul George is one of the top players in the NBA before the injury. You know, it was just a couple years ago he was going head to head with LeBron James when LeBron James was in Miami. So he was always an elite defender. And when people are, you know, being hard on DeMar, he's going against one of the best defenders and one of the best defensive teams in the NBA right now. So it's no slight to anyone, because Paul George is a great, great player. And he's reminding us right now.
What is it about his game defensively that makes him so difficult? I mean, obviously his length. I look at him, and when you watch him guard somebody, Alvin, and I can't even imagine being in a court and seeing this, but when you watch him guard somebody, it's like all you see are limbs. You know, you see limbs in front of you, and it's like the sun is blocked out. Well, I know they're indoors, but the lights are blocked out. What is it about him as a defender that makes him so tough?
Honestly, it's his mentality. He wants to be a good defender, and any defender, any good defender you see in any sport or any league or anybody you see, they take that as a serious job, and he does that. It's just so rare that you see someone as talented as him offensively and so smooth offensively that he's that good in defense. But yes, he has the attributes as far as the length, the size, the height, but all it comes down to is his mindset and his heart, and he's determined not to let DeMar DeRozan have any free opportunities, any good looks. And he takes it personally. And that's what it boils down to. He's a great defender because of his mindset and his heart.
I'm going to put you in the spot here. What happens tonight? And I'll actually ask you a little differently. The first 5 minutes of the game, what do we need to see from the Raptors, or what do you need to see from the Raptors that suggest to you they're going to be okay? And what do you need to see from the Pacers that suggest to you that they may have the game?
You said for the Raptors, you need to see the outset of Game 3. I don't know if you remember how they came out in Game 3. It came out so physical, so aggressive on the defensive end. And then on the offensive end, they were very decisive. You know, they played together. They played hard. You know, DeMar came out, made a few shots. But on the defensive end, they got to make them feel bodies. They got to have Paul George, you know, make him be a physical and make him – if he want to play 48 minutes, it's going to make it feel like he had played for two straight days. So this has got to be really physical. And the first 5 minutes can set that tone. And Indiana, they're doing a very good job of passing the ball, not alone on the defensive end, but on the offensive end, they're making extra passes. They're finding players. So they're doing a great job being patient and sharing the ball. But defensively, they're doing a great job. So it's all going to be predicated on how Toronto comes out and how long they can stay with that focus and how smart they can play throughout the game.